Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Conversation. As you can see, I'm thinking it's Tuesday. I'll get into why I didn't have a Tuesday conversation, but tonight we're going to talk about $720 point drop in the Dow as the realization of these China tariffs take effect. I'll get into that. I also want to get into, you know, this opioid addiction and all this stuff and my thoughts on that and everything. And my wife is not doing so well, so I want to get into that. Also, I want to get into what else do I want to talk about? Oh yeah, the Maryland shooter, you know, the 17-year-old, he used a 9mm Glock. But you have to be 21 years old to purchase a handgun, you know, but, you know, gun laws are going to work. And where's all the outrage? You know, in Florida, there's all this outrage. In Maryland, there's no outrage. I want to get into also talking about many things, because I want to get into the $1 billion that's going to be an arms deal with Saudi Arabia, and all these liberals are outraged when there's $115 billion that Obama did. No one batted an eye. There's all kinds of stuff. It's the 8th anniversary of Crapo Care, you know, Obama tax, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to get into that much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, folks. And Psalms 91:1. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And if you don't know, my wife has diverticulitis and she wasn't doing well on the way home from Michigan Sunday. And in the process of Sunday, Monday wasn't getting better, called her doctor. And come Tuesday, she was on like 2 antibiotics and all this nausea medication, all this stuff to... And I was having a tooth cut out and having dental surgery on Wednesday. And with all that, and you know, my wife comes before a conversation, and that's why there was no Tuesday conversation, folks. So, and anyone that's a friend on Facebook, whatever, thank you so much for all your thoughts and prayers. I want to get into something really quick. It's not really conversation related, but what the heck. I have an iPhone 8 and I get those, like the bulletproof, like the plexiglass screens, whatever, that are supposed to be like tempered glass and guaranteed not to break. And when you put them on your phone, you know, they prevent the phone screen from cracking. But like, I think it's like, I think I pay like $2 or whatever to send it back. And then I get them for free. I just pay the shipping on it or whatever. And it's ridiculous because I've had the company even call me. I don't remember who the company is, and I'm not going to say the company anyways, because I don't know right offhand, but if I did, I'd tell you. But I've had like 3 of them break where I've dropped the phone and the screen cracks. Not that those things are supposed to be very resilient against breaking. I know they prevent your screen from cracking, but I mean, and then it's like the fact that you have to ship the thing, you have to order it, and then it's like, if even... I wish there was a place in town where I could get these screens. Okay, yes, look me up on the computer. My name is so-and-so. This is what I do. I've gone through the process. I bought one. I get them for free instead of having to ship them back and forth. It's a pain in the butt because you have to take the one they give you, and you have like a week to send back the old one. I'm ridiculous because it's like, yeah, it protects your screen, but it's a pain in the butt when you look at, oh, well, the guarantee for everything is, yeah, you can get them replaced, but you have to send them back and forth, and it's a pain in the freaking butt. That's just my rant on that, because I'm just frustrated with, because this one's broken like a million pieces, the little plexiglass screen, and I'm half tempted just to say screw it and go to Sam's Club and buy one to put on my phone and then send this one back, and that way I have a one on hand so that if the screen thing breaks, okay, then I can just replace it and, you know, whatever the case. But hey, if you haven't heard by now, there's a 720-point drop in the Dow as Trump's China tariffs start sinking in. I don't know what to make of these tariffs, because I've seen what they've tried them in the past and they really haven't worked, but a lot of other countries do it and it works. So so many people have asked me, like, so what do you think of these tariffs? Do you think they're a good thing? And, you know, if we have to pay a tax or whatever on goods coming from China, you know, why don't they have to pay a tax on our stuff? You know, our boats should be full of stuff going back to China, our goods. They should be going to all these other countries. Not just, we shouldn't have like a full ship coming here with cargo from China, but then nothing coming back. I mean, it's common sense. You know, it's like I buy stuff on eBay, but I try to sell stuff, and it's the give and take. You just can't, you know, with a business, you can't just buy supplies. You got to hopefully take these supplies and do something with them and make money off of them. You know, yeah, it's great that we're getting stuff from China and we're having these cargo ships full of stuff from other countries, but our cargo ships should be full of stuff going to other countries. They should be buying our goods, our steel, our products. But they're not. It's not happening. I mean, we should, that's how, you know, I used to be on tour. I was a deadhead. And, you know, you had what we always hated them, because they were the nitrous guys that would, you know, for $70, they'd buy a huge tank of nitrous and they would sell, you know, like $5 a balloon or $10. You got your three of them. And they would take and make a crap load of money on these tanks, and they'd go down and they wouldn't kick back into the scene. You know, I may sell, because I used to make what are they called? Like little purses, you know, kind of things. And I might sell like jewelry or purses or something, but I would kick someone back in the scene and buy a burrito or buy, you know, kick back in the scene and give back to the community of the dead community. And that's what America needs to be doing. Yeah, it's great that we're buying Chinese stuff and we're buying this stuff from other countries, but our cargo ships, they should be buying from us. They should be saying, okay, hey, you buy, you know, give and take. You do this and we'll do that. Okay. I'm cool with that. You know, I don't mind buying from China as long as they buy from us, as long as we have cargo ships leaving this country fully loaded like they are coming here. I mean, we have so many in this country, there's so much double standards, because, I mean, there's $1 billion in arms deal with Saudi Arabia, you know, $1 billion arms deal. And that's great that we're, you know, this $1 billion arms deal, and everyone's up in arms about it. Everyone's up in arms. How dare they do this? How this arms deal? You know, there we go. You know, a lot of the hijackers come from in 9/11? Saudi Arabia. Where did this happen from? Saudi Arabia. All this, you know, but when Obama did it, $115 billion, oh, that's, no one cared. No one batted an eye. No one batted an eye when Obama had $115 billion in Saudi Arabia sales with missiles all cut, you know, but Trump does it, and it's like, how dare he? How, you know, this arms deal, here we go, he's in bed with Russia, now he's in bed with Saudi Arabia, and yada, yada, yada. But when Obama basically came out and said, once I get reelected, I'll have more flow. I'll have more leverage to do more. It's this whole BS double standard that, if Obama did it, he did a few travel bans. No one had a problem with them. Trump does it. That's unconstitutional. How dare? How dare they? Where were all the protests when Bill Clinton wanted to build a wall? No, he was getting praised for it. Now, Trump wants to build a wall to stop trafficking, to stop human trafficking and drug trafficking, the trafficking, to stop illegals pouring into this country. And guess what? Oh, that's unhumanitarian. No, what's un-American is you have illegals not sleeping in the street. You have homeless vets sleeping in the street. You have people that were born here that are fighting to get their kids on Medicaid. The wife can't afford, the mom can't afford $300 insurance for herself, so she can't have insurance. Her next door neighbor is illegal, and she's got Medicaid for her kids. She's got benefits. She's got health coverage. But the person born here can't get that. And out of respect, I have been asked not to mention any names because they don't want to be named here, but that's what goes on. I mean, I'll sit there and interrupt someone at like a cafe or a diner or wherever if I'm going out. And, I heard you talking about this. I was wondering, I do the weekly conversation with Kyle on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm a conservative talk show host, very libertarian, I'll get caught talking, and that's how I roll. There was a time in this country where one household could provide. Not now. Now my wife has diverticulitis symptoms. She's working when she should be upstairs resting for 3 or 4 days because we need the income. She should probably be in the hospital, but we can't afford it. When she got diagnosed, it was like $7,000. And every state's different. Some states with medical care bills, okay, if it's $7,000, as long as you pay $10, $20, $30 a month, whatever, $100, they're fine with it. In Indiana, after like 3 months, if you ain't paid in full, they pretty much, okay, it goes right to a collection agency, and then they come after you about trying to get it. I'm like, well, I said, I don't have $7,000. I don't have $10,000. And in some states they say, screw the collection agency. If they can pay $100, hey, at least we're getting $100 out of them. At least they're making an attempt to pay it. So every state's different. But when my wife should probably be in the hospital, but it'd be probably a $30,000 bill to hospitalize her, and we can't afford it. Something's got to change in this world. I got this wonderful thing that I found on the internet, and it's so true. Net worth before holding public office: Donald Trump, $4.5 billion. Obama's $3 million. Clinton's $500,000. Current net worth: Obama is down $3.5 billion. The Obamas are up $40 million. Clinton's are up to $100 million. You can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. And what I try to get across on this show, I don't care if you're a liberal listening, I don't care if you're an independent, I don't care if you're a conservative, look at the politicians' net worths. Look at what Nancy Pelosi has as a net worth. Look at what Michael Moore has as a net worth. Because they talk about income inequality. They talk about net income inequality. There's income inequality in this country. But if you question their billions of dollars that they have, their millions of dollars, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. And that's the problem we have. We're one step away from a French Revolution because we're tired of seeing politicians that are eating on 24 karat gold plates, and most of us are working three jobs just to be broke. Thank God I have parents I do that can help out if I have a $4,000 bill. They can help out with a little bit. Not a lot, but and it's not a function of, okay, we're going to Florida instead of paying a medical bill. No. We don't have time to go on vacation except for to Michigan to see family because we're working. But I come from a generation when, look what I made. Look what I built. I built it, not Obama. We took pride in what we have. We're at $21 trillion in debt. If anyone ever comes after me for money and say, well, whatever. You're going to come after me for money? Okay, well then, who's coming after the American government for the $21 trillion? You know, we're $21 trillion in debt. There's fiscal irresponsibility in D.C. You know, they'll try to find any way that Trump is misspending money. Or, well, we don't have, you know, where's this money going? We want to know. We're the American people. Well, you, the American people, were not wondering where the money was going when Obama was spending it. When CBS News had investigations, okay, there's $20,000 to put windows in the building that's abandoned. Well, the windows were never put in that building. Sorry, folks. That's like the UFO cover story. Well, okay, well, this object came down from the sky, not up, so it couldn't have been a hot air balloon. Couldn't have been a weather balloon. Couldn't have been this, couldn't have been that. It's a cover story because, hey, that $20,000 went to put windows in that building. Whether they, well, windows were never put in that building. We can prove that. That's a brand new building that's been abandoned. Nothing was ever done to it after it was built. Well, the report here says, if you look at this stimulus bill, page 24, line C, subsection 4, line 12, it says down here that $20,000 went to put windows in this building. And that's what they'll stand by. That's what they're going to stand by. Period. You know, though, I guess I'm tired of all these liberals that will point out every little thing that Trump does wrong. But where were they when Obama was screwing this country royally? I mean, the tax reforms that Trump is doing is helping small businesses. It's helping small businesses. It is. That's how the cookie crumbles. They don't want to hear the bad. I mean, when you look at Obamacare, there was all this, well, they would try to, well, these people loved it so great that they came back with coffee and donuts for all the workers. Okay. I never had one experience that's good with Obamacare. But, hey. Obamacare is great. You guys want to take away healthcare from millions of Americans. Yeah, we want to take away the $5 million deductible at $7,000 a week. Yeah, it's a $5 million deductible. It's basically roughly about $28,000 a month. Yeah, and well, the $5 million deductible, you know, that's just for doctor visits, you know. That doesn't include anything else. Like if you need to see a specialist, you have a $20 million deductible on top of that. No, when my wife tried to look into healthcare, it was ridiculous what she was going to have to pay. And we'd be better off without the insurance because the deductible was so high, it was ridiculous. We'd be paying out of pocket. Paul, are you there? You want to talk? You want to say something? Caller that's on the line, if he wants to shout in, he is more than welcome to. This notion, this country is fiscally responsible, and finally got someone that's trying to fix things. And it's hard for one person to try to fix a whole corrupt group. You there? If he wants to chime in, feel free. But you have one guy trying to fix, well, he's replacing all these people left and right. Well, if he has someone in a position and he sucks, well, he sucks. They need to get rid of him.
Hello?
You know? Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. What would you like to talk
about? Are you there?
Yes, I am. What would you like to talk about?
Well, you were saying before about the insurance and the hospitals. You know, what should people do if you know somebody has to get paid to heal the sick people? You know, hospitals is expensive. You have to have the money. So, like, what we're not communists. If you make money, then you have money. And if you don't make money, then that's just the way the world is. It's very sad. But why should hospitals charge less and they should work for other people? They have to get paid too. Why should somebody work for free? Hello?
Welcome back. Thank you. I just had a disconnection problem, so sorry about that. Got a left technology. But
hello?
Yeah, I got disconnected having a connection problem, so go ahead.
Yeah, I was asking you, you were complaining before about hospitals are so expensive. I don't understand. You know? They have to make money, and so why should they work for cheap? Because you know, because somebody is low income and they can't afford it. You know, that's the way the world is. We're not communists. We don't believe that everybody is the same. If you earn enough, then you have good hospitals. You get the good. But if you don't earn enough, then you know it's sad. But what can you do? This is the way the world works. Watch somebody work for free. Why should they build big, fancy, nice hospitals for low-income people? You know, that's, I don't understand where there's room to come to complain. That's the way the world always was. You know, if you work, you have money, and then you can afford it, then you have good service and good, you know, you can spend your money. But if you're unfortunate and you're not really so well off, that's the issue. You know, are you going to complain how come the low incomes can't buy cheesecake every day? They don't have enough money. You won't stick to complain. Same thing when it comes to medical issues. If somebody is well off to have money, then, you know, that's very good. But if not, then it's very sad. So they get sick and, you know, maybe they even die. But what can you do? Why should people work for free? You know, nurses and doctors. They also want the money.
But I guess it could be a coincidence, but there were medications that I was on for like 7 years that once Obamacare became enacted, that same medication I paid the same price for like 7 or 8 years instantly went up, and after 2 years of Obamacare, I was paying like three times what it cost from the same pharmacy.
No, I'm not saying Obamacare is a solution. I'm not saying that Obamacare is any good. I'm just saying that if somebody can't afford the hospital because they're low income, there's nothing to complain about. That's the way the world is. And what can you do? That's just the way. Who would become a doctor if they're not being paid a nice wage? You know, it's not the most enjoyable job. It's a scary job. It's a high risk job. You know, doctors are being paid $250,000 a year for a reason. And they can't make that happen only if people pay. So what should you do? Like, you would complain if somebody can't afford to buy a car. You can't afford it. And if somebody has to die because they're sick because they can't afford the medical costs, it's very sad. But what should you do?
Yeah, that's the $1 million question. I mean,
if you're saying as a conservative that you agree the government should give free hospitalization, put people in hospital for free, that sounds a bit like a liberal or communist. That doesn't sound so conservative.
I don't believe in free healthcare. I'm against free. There's no such thing as free. That's the problem. My sister went to a bank and this guy goes, "Thank God,
yeah,
I
know, but what
free healthcare?"
Yeah. But if you don't believe in free, then what's all this paying, like a surpay, like your copay? You pay a few dollars and you get worth of thousands. Where do you draw the red line? Like the government should pay or they shouldn't pay? You're saying the government shouldn't give free, but then they should give, let's say, a percent. Let's say you pay whatever you can pay and we'll pay the rest. Well, that's already the government. What's the difference if they're paying everything or they're paying 90%? You know, why should the government support, you know, if let's say somebody is worth $100 billion, you say, okay, this guy is dying, I'm going to force you to give him $1 million so he should be able to live. There's no such a thing in a democratic country. You can't tell me what to do with my money. So when people are paying taxes, they're paying the government, why should my taxes go to some low-income person to save them? It's a very good thing to save people, but you can't force me to give you money and take it then and save people. That sounds like communist. That's like liberal. That doesn't make sense. I work hard. I make money. I have my pensions, and the government takes it. They force me. Now you give it to these public school kids. You give it to illegal immigrants, and you give it to the low income for the medical expenses. That's like forcing me to do stuff with my money. That's like communist. Yeah. So where do you draw the red line? You say the government shouldn't give for free, they shouldn't give anything for free, but they should pay a certain amount. So where do you draw the red line? Either the government can support people, or you believe the government should not mix into any private lives. The government is here for running the country, wars, with the politics, and they're here for infrastructure. But when it comes to schooling and medical, the government should mix their nose out. None of your beeswax. That should be for the Amen. Population. We should have like Red Cross and big organizations that are gonna help the low incomes, and the government shouldn't have anything to do with these things. So that's what really I as a conservative, that's what I believe. But you can't say, no, the government shouldn't give for free, but they should charge a certain amount. Then you're contradicting yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see that.
You know, you should have all these big billionaires, like Bill Gates, mm-hmm. and all these big Warren Buffett, all these big billionaires giving money to organizations and, you know, doing all these kinds of things like recycling and getting the money for organizations or let's say the Red Cross Diabetes Association, where they take your clothing or all the old stuff, they sell it again, and they're making millions of dollars. And that money should go to build hospitals for the low incomes, and then we should have the the real big hospitals for the people that can afford it, you know, and everybody should know where they belong.
Yeah.
Instead, the government seems a bit like everybody's the same. Like as long as you know, if you earn, let's say, $100,000 a year, anybody afford your own insurance, and you can only afford a very low insurance, then you can get into good hospitals and the best doctors. But if you're low income, you're sitting at home watching TV the whole day, and you're earning $100 a day or less, yeah, then you can have your Medicaid, and then you can get it to the best doctors, because Medicaid is the best insurance, and you can get to the best doctors and to Memorial Hospital and the best hospitals. That doesn't make any sense, does it? If I'm earning
$100, no, it doesn't.
Can't afford the best insurance. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I don't want the government involved in my health care at all. But here's a question I have. It's kind of related to this in a weird way. Like, if you look at Goodwill, you donate stuff, the CEO is making six figures. If you're donating something, that money should be, if they're a charitable place that Goodwill is, a bunch of that money shouldn't be going to a CEO. He should be donating it to like a hospital or something to help other people out or to give back. You know, I see these.
Yeah, but you believe in the low fat or the low carb diet?
I believe in diets. I don't really have a option on diets. I have celiac disease. So I can't eat wheat, barley, or rye, so I have a very strict diet.
But you believe in the low-fat or the low-carb in general?
I would say low-carb.
Well, that's what I want to get my point across. That, you know, America's facing a big problem because the medical cost of this country is in the trillions. And the government cannot afford it, and they won't be able to afford it. It's not happening. The trillions of dollars of the healthcare is growing much faster than the government can run after. They're saying within a few years, like, it's gonna be crazy the medical bill for this country. So what's the solution? You know, all the young Americans are drinking all these sugary drinks and they're eating all this processed food and all these high carb. That has a direct effect on the system, and it causes cancer and heart disease and all other problems. And it's been scientifically proved that it's not the healthy fats and the healthy foods that are causing this. It's the sugar and the processed wheat that's doing this to people, and the diabetes and the heart disease and the cancer, and it's costing America. They should just invest a bit of money in making just a bit more organic, healthy fats and getting across the low carb, high fat diet to the country, and they will see a dramatic change, a good change in the expenses of the health system. Because as people are living healthy, then there's low health expenses. You know, in the olden days, somebody reached 40, 50, 60, they got sick and they died. Today, people are being treated with the craziest diseases when they're 20, 18 years old, 25 years old, and every third American is they say today is going to be diagnosed with cancer throughout his life, and every, I don't know, half the country is going to have diabetes, and the other half are going to have heart disease, and this is facts. This is happening. We're seeing it happen. Friends have heart attacks, friends cancer. It's crazy because the diet is so mixed up. Everybody's concentrating on the low-fat, low. If they just get across the message, just do low carb, high fat, do healthy diet, healthy vegetables, more organic, stay away from sugar, stay away from processed wheat, they'll have a healthy country. If you have a healthy country, there's no expenses on the health. And instead, they're all these people, all these low-incomers that are living off Medicaid, which is a crazy thing, are eating anything and whatever, and they're eating all these unhealthy sugars and cakes. And then they come crying to the government, I'm sick, I have diabetes, I have cancer, I have heart disease. You know, the government's paying for their health expenses, they're paying for their food stamps, for their food, and they're taking the government's money, they're buying the cheapest and most unhealthy foods, fast food, and all this garbage that they're eating. And then they're going to the same government that they stole the money to eat the food, and they're saying, okay, now I'm sick, now pay me. It is insane. It's, you can't run a country like this. Where are the brains there? Where are the liberals? Where are they? Where are all the Democrats? They don't see what's going on. You walk into any fast food store, any grocery, any supermarket, and look at what all these low-income people are buying, the cheapest and the most unhealthy foods full of sugar, and then they have problems, and they have to use up the whole medical expense. The government should invest in better diet and better foods, and that way the whole medical expense will go down. You agree? Hello? Hello?